Legal Liability in Schools with Dr. Ken Roy, Safer Ed Episode 1, Season 1 Episode 1. Table of Contents. Safer Ed, School Safety Factors of Legal Liability School Safety Duty, Standard of Care Safer Ed Reckless versus Negligence in Legal Liability Awareness and Mechanism for Legal Liability Mitigation Risk Assessment Performance Training, Assessment, Documentation, and Acknowledgement Making STEM Environments Safer and Reducing Legal Liability About the Guest. Donate to EdCircuit. The conversation begins by exploring the basis of legal liability in STEM programs from the three major subdivisions within a school: administrators, teachers, and stakeholders. This part of the discussion focuses on the factors of legal liability in STEM environments, such as duty, standard of care, training, recklessness versus negligence, and preventability. Safer Ed, School Safety Factors of Legal Liability. As he states, Dr. Ken is not a lawyer. However, he is an expert in STEM legal liability, having often been called to testify in trials involving laboratory accidents. He explains that there are certain features of an incident that directly lead to liability being placed on a school or teacher. Although accidents are not preventable, there are ways to ensure that your labs are safer for students and leave schools less liable to incidents. School safety duty, standard of care. The duty, standard of care, as Dr. Ken discusses, is the responsibility of an educator to ensure safety. To ensure an educator is making the classroom environment safer, constant attention and dutiful duty, standard of care must be met and documented. As mentioned in the conversation, having a proper chemical hygiene officer, a dedicated member of staff who meets the chemical hygiene plan and appropriate duty, standard of care, is essential. As Dr. Ken points out, it is mandatory, and if someone is not given this position, the responsibility passes to the superintendent of schools. In his experience, many districts are entirely unaware of that fact. Safer Ed Reckless versus Negligence in Legal Liability. Dr. Roy explains that in legal liability terms, recklessness and negligence are the descriptors given to an educator's actions in the event of a laboratory accident. Negligence occurs when an educator fails to fulfill their duty of care, typically due to a lack of information. Recklessness is when an educator fully knows the risks of their actions and knows that something is unsafe, but doesn't take the proper precautions. In cases that Dr. Roy has researched, incidents often happen when educators are aware of a danger and proceed with it anyway. As Dr. Ken and the team discuss, an issue that can happen is a shared liability when a problem is presented, i.e., a chemical issue, to the administrator and the issue is not resolved. If labs continue and the issue causes an incident, the teacher and administrator are liable. The key point to note is that you are liable if you are aware of a problem and fail to address it. Awareness and mechanism for legal liability mitigation. In the second part of the episode, the duo discusses factors to prevent accidents and make classrooms safer. From ensuring a chemical hygiene officer to training and assessment, these mechanics for mitigating risk can save lives, protect students and teachers, and reduce school liability. James and Dr. Ken discuss the importance of knowing the proper liability rules, regulations, and industry standards. A key piece of advice from Dr. Ken is, if it's written, it is done. Risk assessment performance. I would like you to know that understanding safety training, chemical hygiene, and supervision is essential. Knowing the full scope of laboratory processes and ensuring they are followed is critical to reducing risk and liability for accidents. Performing proper risk assessment for every laboratory activity and documenting the performance of said assessments in a teacher plan book can prevent injury and make the classroom safer. Training, assessment, documentation, and acknowledgement. The other side of the preparation coin is students' understanding of proper safety regulations. Even with trained teachers and good documentation and management, students can still cause accidents that schools may be held liable for. Dr. Ken has a three-step solution to keep students safer and ensure they follow proper safety procedures. Train students on proper laboratory procedures. Assess students' understanding of training using testing. Ensure that all students pass an assessment before entering the lab experiment. Document the students' understanding making STEM environments safer and reducing legal liability. Overall, this conversation is a must-listen for educators, administrators, and key stakeholders in science education who want to reduce liability for accidents and make their STEM programs safer. A few things to keep in mind for this conversation are: Understand the industry standards for STEM safety per regulation. Train all participants per industry standards. Ensure proper standard of care to avoid negligent and reckless mistakes. Document all proper procedures. Constantly monitor and assess the process. With these keys in mind, it is essential to remember that you cannot make science safe. Accidents can still happen even with all the procedures and measures mentioned in this conversation. This conversation focuses on making science safer for your district, administrators, teachers, and students. About the guest, Dr. Ken Roy is an internationally recognized science and lab specialist. He is the National Science Teachers Association's NSTA Chief Safety Compliance Advisor and the National Science Education Leadership Association's Safety Compliance Officer. Dr. Roy also serves as a consultant for CT State OSHA. Currently, he is the Director of Environmental Health and Safety for Glastonbury Public Schools, CORT. Subscribe to EdCircuit to stay up to date on all of our shows, podcasts, news, and thought leadership articles. Donate to EdCircuit. Support our efforts. Donate EdCircuit staff, author. EdCircuit is a mission-based organization entirely focused on the K-20 edtech industry and empowering the voices that can provide guidance and expertise in facilitating the appropriate usage of digital technology in education. Our goal is to elevate the voices of today's innovative thought leaders and edtech experts. Subscribe to receive notifications in your inbox. View all posts Science Safety, author. With an expansive catalog of over 250 safer courses, modules, and pathways, and verifiable certificate, Science Safety's comprehensive digital academy, the Safer Platform, empowers schools, organizations, and industry to build a culture of safety with safer science, safer STEM, safer CTE, safer arts, safer cyber, and safer lab training. Learn more at Science Safety. View all posts Dr. Kenneth Roy, author. Currently, Dr. Roy is the Chief Science Safety Compliance Advisor, Chief Safety Blogger at the National Science Teaching Association, NSTA, and the Safety Compliance Officer for the National Science Education Leadership Association, NSELA. He has published 13 science and STEM lab safety books and manuals and authored over 800 safety articles in professional journals and associations including NSTA, NSELA, CSSS, ITEEA, and more. View all posts.